Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. It is the happiest happy hour of the week. And you can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Air your grievances like this song. No, it's a fine. I like this song. It's all right. I'm just kidding.
It seems to bring joy to Brian, though. I'm just
picturing Dom back in the day when this stuff came out, dealing with all the people dressed up like The Cure. And I'm just picturing the long, curly, flowing hair in the back, just looking at all these kids in their Cure outfits, just going, oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I was a hair metal guy, man, so it was like a little bit of a conflict, I gotta be honest. But, you know, I've grown past it, and I really appreciate the classic 80s. I listen to it all the time.
Hey, gentlemen, let me thank the most recent guest. He was a fine one. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, a candidate for the U.S. Senate. But we dropped the ball. I've dropped the ball at least twice today in this regard.
We?
Well, I include you on the secondary dropping of the ball.
In what regard?
Here is the deal. Yesterday, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who both Alex Lazary, my 4 o'clock guest, and Mandela Barnes are mutual. You were here, 5 o'clock guest. Well, yesterday for National Beer Day, Ron Johnson chugged the beer on video. And the guy in the bar said, that's pretty good. And it took him 9 seconds to complete that beer. And
was
everybody
it out of
knows.
A glass, a can, a bottle? I mean, how exactly was the chugging done?
It looks like he's drinking out of a glass.
Okay.
Little slight bit ahead on the beer. He put it down, and it was about a 9-second drink. You know, glug, 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 glug. But as far as I'm concerned, that's quite slow. I mean, I've seen people's daughters drink faster than that in the state of Wisconsin, man. I'm talking about preschoolers.
Do you know how much money I made when I was a bartender in Chicago doing the car bomb thing where it's a, you know, half a pint of Guinness and you drop a shot with Bailey's and Jameson into it, right, and you chug it? Myself and my bar back would always tell, like there's a bunch of guys coming into the bar, oh, yeah, we're going to do a bunch of shots. I'm like, oh, you want to do car bombs? Okay, great. How about this? You and your buddies, we'll line them up for all of you, and if any of you beat either myself or my bar back, all your shots are on us. And both of us just went glunk, glunk, done. Never got beaten, never lost a time, but we made a whole bunch of money for ourselves in the bar because we'd also start getting the, oh, and by the way, you got to tip us too.
Oh, of course, with fine service like that, it's a must.
Hell yeah.
I got to tell you, I am not a huge drinker of beer, although I'm having one today in honor of Friday, but I'm not a huge drinker of beer. But I would tell you, we should have challenged these two fine U.S. senatorial candidates to a drink-off, bro. We should
Can
have
you beat
made
9 seconds? Yeah.
Chug a singular beer, not enough to get them intoxicated, because, of course, you know, they're all campaigning, but enough to put themselves up against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
For a 9-second
trial,
yeah,
by combat. That's what I would say.
At the time I was bartending, we had bar wars where we competed in bar events similar to, you know, chugging type of stuff. We could do that with all the candidates. We do have 10 of the top 20 drunkenest cities in the entire country.
And I'd like to think that I've inspired a lot of the drunks in many of these cities. Man, when I was in college, there was only, as far as I could tell, there was only one guy on the entire campus that could chug a beer quicker than I. And I mostly chugged them because I didn't like the taste. So I would just it'd be gone because, you know, I was trying to get drunk. You know, I was a very responsible drunk, you know, drink to get drunk sort of drinker. So I didn't actually want the taste lingering in my mouth. I just throw it back.
Well, especially for the quality of beer that we were drinking.
Oh, we were
in
drinking
college.
$50 barrels of Old Milwaukee. The deposit on the barrel was more than the beer in the barrel. I remember it was one of the Daniels boys. Fastest drinker on campus. Could never beat the...
Yeah. One of the brothers worked down at Champs. It's been a long time.
Yeah, man.
Now.
So he was the only guy that was faster than me. I only got beat, you know, by like one guy consistently. It was one of those big Daniels boys.
Well, and how very Wisconsin, and perhaps that would be something, instead of a, you know, a debate, you know, you have a chugging
drink up,
contest.
Bro.
It's kind of like a pie eating contest, but different. But Ron Johnson on our show was not aware of what the drinking age is
in the state of Wisconsin.
Maybe he's, but maybe he should, you know, push back from the bar occasionally, Ron.
Dominic, I think we could, you know, we're not endorsing over drinking, but I would endorse fast drinking. So if you want to, you know, attach a little video and you want to see if you're a better drinker than U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, I mean, it was shared, tweeted out by the Wisconsin GOP. It's on the party account.
Oh, you know, so the Wisconsin GOP embracing, you know, chugging beers, but has a big problem with anyone smoking some weed, huh? I mean, this is where we're at. It's so monumentally hypocritical, and I'm sure they don't even see it. Hell, I mean, this is what we do. We drink, we drink. Want to smoke a joint? Oh, absolutely not. The devil's weed. You can't do that. You should go to jail for that, because that'll lead to heroin. But here, slam as many beers as you like, and let's embrace it all.
Now, my understanding is last time they polled, and I'm talking Marquette University Law School poll, and I've got a pretty good memory, despite all the cannabis I've used in my life, 52% of Republicans favor full recreational legalization in the state of Wisconsin. Now, I remember there was a guy, Kelly Deasy, I think his name was, in college. We'd go over to his apartment. They'd do the Bong Olympics. Now, those big football players next door, they could drink the beer fast. But you'd have to pull a 3-foot tube, slam a shot of like Wild Turkey, and then drink a beer, and then you could let the rip out.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm telling you, I was pretty good at that. Kelly was pretty good. A couple of those guys were pretty good. But, you know, if you put Ron Johnson on the bar stool, maybe he could do the Wild Turkey and the beer. But if he had to clear a tube first, he'd fall right off that bar stool on his, you know, lily white ass. I'm not saying I'm rooting for the falling off the bar stool, but I can outdrink Ron Johnson. I guarantee it.
Oh.
You name the booze. Oh yeah.
You know, there's got to be some explanation for his, you know, spiral downward over the last couple of years. Perhaps he's been swimming in the bottle a little too much.
Home practicing. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Chugging encouraged.
It's so good.